Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Healthy Mind and Body Radio Show with Michael Harris, PhD. We are committed to helping you create a type of life that is worth living. Our guests are authors, speakers, healers, and industry experts who are living their dream. Join us each Monday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and start living your dream.
Good Tuesday afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Michael Harris, and you have reached the Healthy Mind and Body Radio Show. Today we're going to be talking about metaposition, going meta. And right off of NLP Digest, metaposition is a location outside of a situation, outside of a problem, an issue, or challenge that you're having to give you a different view. And although their definition is that it's a disassociated position, it's a disassociated position, but at the same time, you're calibrating your own feeling about your feelings. So before we dive too far in, I want you to try something for me. Think about something that bugs you. Like a problem. A conversation that you had with somebody 5 years ago, but you're not over it. Something that you tried to do and it just didn't turn out the way that you wanted it to, and you still got something to say about it. Okay, so what I want you to do is to pay attention to how it's formed in your mind. Is it a picture or is it a movie? Is it a feeling or emotion? Or is it something that you say to yourself, is it something that someone else says to you? Metaposition literally is your position about your position, your thoughts about your thoughts, your feelings about your feelings, your conversations about your conversations. And if you've got that one thing, what I want to do is just like give you a little opportunity to kind of let's take this meta for a moment, okay? What I want you to do is I want you to imagine that you're like going to step outside of that situation for a second. You know, you just literally take one step out of it so that you can take a look. You can see that happening. Of that event happening right there in front of you, okay? How do you feel about what's going on? You know, what do you think about what you're seeing, or what do you think about, or what's your experience like about what you're hearing, okay? And one of the things that I like to do inside of my sessions or when I'm working with people is ask them this question. What is it, okay? What surprises you about what you're feeling? What surprises you about what you're seeing, or what surprises you about what you're hearing? You know, I had somebody tell me the other day they were discussing an issue that had happened a while back, and the very first answer that they came out with was that they were very surprised that they were this upset, or that they that the problem hadn't gone away yet, or that they still had a lot of emotion attached to that. And so that's one thing that I want you to think about. Okay, think about that thing that you had decided to bring to the show with you, or that you're thinking of now, and ask yourself that question. What surprises you about what you're seeing or hearing or feeling, or hearing or feeling or seeing or hearing and feeling? Okay, what would you like to be seeing or hearing or feeling in the future, later, you know? And we already know that you're not there yet, but, you know, in a perfect world with unlimited time and unlimited resources, what would you be seeing and hearing and feeling then in the future? And, you know, when you're listening to the podcast, you know, you can pause it for a second and think about this. What do you want to see? What do you want to hear? What do you want to feel? How does your interaction with that person or situation, how is it different? Well, how or is it completely different? Okay. Now, ask yourself this question: What resource would you need in order to make the smallest observable or measurable change in where you are now to move you towards where you want to be? And I'll say that again. What resources would you need? You know, would you need more understanding? Would you need a different perspective? Would you need to say something in the moment? Or, you know, what resource would you need in order to make a measurable change in the way that you feel right now? And then you just take it a little bit further. What step could you make tomorrow? And what step could you make the next and the next and the next? Because I'm kind of doing a series. Last week I was doing a show about, you know, maybe your elephant that you're trying to eat is too big. Maybe it needs to be in smaller steps. Okay, so let's take that situation. You've got your elephant in the room. That's my analogy for having a problem. There's this big elephant in the room, and you've decided to eat it, and the bite that you're trying to take is too big. Okay, so take a step back or take two steps back and take a look at the bite that you're trying to take out of this elephant, okay? How do you feel about that bite? Is it too big? Is it too small? Does it need salt? And sometimes by stepping back, by putting yourself into a different position and evaluating your feelings in the present moment will give you the opportunity to evaluate the feelings that you're having about your feelings or the feelings that you're having about that memory that you have. And, you know, just a newsflash, the past is gone. And the only thing that is remaining is a little bit of archaeology. The question that I have, and the reason that we're talking about going meta, is how do we know that your archaeology is correct? How do you know that your perception is accurate? You were there in the moment, and it happened, and now it's over, and the only thing that you have left is your memory of it. So try this out and you know, continue asking yourself, what is it that surprises you about this? What is it? Are you surprised about your feelings? Are you surprised about how you remember it? You've got, you know, if you've got two people that are in a conflict, one person is going to remember it one way, and another person is going to remember it a different way. What would happen if you stepped into their perspective, or stepped into them, and from their perspective, from their experience, how would you feel? Another way of doing this, if a friend of mine, Tim Holbaum, always says, well, how would Superman feel about this? So you could ask that. How would Superman feel about your current problem? How would Wonder Woman feel about your current problem? Step into Superman or Wonder Woman and ask yourself the question, do you feel the same way? It's a completely different perspective. Anyway, this is just like a little short show. I thought I'd give you guys an opportunity and give you some tools today. And what is it that surprises you? And anytime that you want to call and leave me a message, please call me on my Google Voice, 214-702-3774, or you can send me an email at any time to drm@drmichaelharris.com. I'll talk to you very soon.
Welcome to the Healthy Mind and Body Radio Show with Michael Harris, PhD. We are committed to helping you create a type of life that is worth living. Our guests are authors, speakers, healers, and industry experts who are living their dream. Join us each Monday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and start living your dream.